This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics, talking with my favorite psychologist, PhD psychologist friend, John Huber. John lives in Austin, Texas, and because of his work in the various hospitals surrounding the cities of Austin, John is very, very familiar with what's going on with the situation with the immigrants. He brings up the fact that a lot of diseases, which used to be eradicated in the United States, are being brought into the country, and he also brings up the dangers to some of the people that the human traffickers are bringing into the country. These people are coming in primarily, according anyway, to Ted Cruz, who we posted a video with Senator Cruz yesterday, and he claims that all of this is being caused primarily by the loopholes in our immigration laws. I would have to agree with that. The fact of the matter is, we have gotten to the point on the Texas border where, because of the human traffickers, because of the loophole that states if you have a child, you can't be thrown out or what have you, a lot of folks are taking advantage of that loophole, and the children are actually being, in many instances, put in grave, grave danger. John, along in the area of Texas, because of what you have seen, talk about human trafficking.
The coyote who was involved in a rollover accident, and 12, 13 people were killed, that he was driving them across the border and running down the highway trying to evade the ICE and immigration police, border patrol, and it's devastating these people. They're just trying to, and I understand, trying to have a better life and make a better world for themselves. At the same time, there are, you know, very bad people that are benefiting from this, from the drug runners that are hauling kids around with the drugs, so that there's like a shield. And a statement that came out of Mexico this past week, out of the Mexican press, saying that they have confirmed that people in Mexico are selling their kids to some of these people coming across the border to increase the likelihood that they won't be deported if they get caught.
You know, I find that to be absolutely amazing. I mean, what can you say about parents? I know this is kind of off. I mean, this is an obvious point that would be made by someone who lives in a very civilized situation. But what can you say about parents like that? That is just amazing to me. I guess maybe they would rationalize it by saying that, well, these people are looking to get their kids into an environment that gives them a better situation. Two trains of thought on this whole deal, John. One of them is, as Ted Cruz says, we have to change the laws, we got to take the loopholes out, and that's the only way that we can effectively basically protect these people. The Democrats are simply doing nothing more than saying how bad things are on the border, and it's all the U.S. officials' fault. Don't blame anybody else, and that the only solution to this from a humanitarian standpoint is open borders. Now, what I find really interesting, John, about that is so many people agree with that. Why would they do it?
They're uneducated. They don't understand the seriousness and the difficulty of crossing across those deserts, you know, on foot, and the hardships that are there, the human trafficking, the abuse, the rape of individuals coming across, you know, at the hands of these coyotes who are supposed to be helping them. They're clueless, and part of it is they don't want to know the truth. Just like AOC came down and she toured one of our detained camps there.
Now,
and
I understand. Let me just stop you just for a second. It's my understanding she didn't tour the camp. She just kind of looked at it from outside the fence.
That's what has come out, exactly. But she claimed the other, and it's funny because earlier this year she talked about, you know, when there's a moral objective, she doesn't have to tell the truth if she's got an immoral goal. And to me, if you can't tell the truth, your morality's gone out the window. It doesn't matter how grand or how moral you think your goal is. You've already broken that morality by manipulating and lying for that whole thing. So it's pretty disturbing. And, you know, it's funny how someone go from being a bartender to making national policy, and she doesn't even understand ethics and moral codes, as well as, you know, the process of how to go about making laws. And it's pretty disturbing.
Well, there's no question about that. What's going on in national politics today is very, very disturbing. John, I wanted to ask you another question. I had a psychologist, PhD psychologist from Manhattan on the show last week, and we discussed a little bit the psyche of some of the Democratic candidates right now. Now, this gal also happens to be, I believe, pretty conservative. She's a bit of a follower of my friend David Horowitz, who is very definitely a conservative. And I'd like to get your views on some of the Democratic candidates. Do you think any of them are particularly showing as being potentially strong leaders for our country, strong leaders who adhere to the principles of, I guess I would have to use common sense and morality? Any comments on that?
Well, I don't see any that even appear to be leaders within their own party. I mean, we could argue Joe Biden, but the issues there are coming out about his own family and own, you know, the drug issues within his family and how he's allowed some of that to continue on. And I don't think anybody in the Democratic Party is an outright leader for that whole party at this point. I think it's pretty disturbing. And then you turn around and realize that they're pandering to the lowest common denominator. And there's a lot of people in this country, whether they want to believe it or not, that the last 2 years have been incredible for them. Their economy, their spending cash has increased. You know, they're getting better jobs. The economy has come together after our last administration said we're going to have to get used to 1% or less GDP growth forever, that there's no way to change that, and there must be some kind of magic button. And it you know, when you got somebody that is so awful, and all they do is spend time trying to tell you how awful somebody is, but our economy keeps going, and our world is actually getting better. I'd really like to see one of the Democratic candidates stand up and actually tell the American people what they really love about this country, because I don't think they can.
You know, you make a really interesting point. I was doing a number of editorials yesterday on the 4th of July, because this country is very, very important to me for many, many reasons. And I would have to say that the platform of the Democratic Party right now, for some reason, is truly, truly dealing with the negative aspects of the United States and giving alternatives. And giving alternatives, quite frankly, that are simply, number one, immoral, and number two, totally not feasible from any type of sensible economic standpoint and what have you. I don't understand how we can even consider them, John, to be, part of the political process in the United States, because their ideas are so damn different. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break here. I'm going to be back chatting with John Huber about the rationale of, or apparent rationale of, the Liberal Party. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back in discussion with John Huber. Now, I want to give Dr. Huber a little bit of airtime here to talk about his nonprofit, because in my opinion, through his nonprofit, he's doing some really great work for kids, for people who fall into the category of mental illness, etc., etc. Nonprofit is called Mainstream Mental Health. John, tell us about it.
Well, Mainstream Mental Health is out there, and we're trying to destigmatize mental health. We believe that so much of mental health could be affected positively if we actually weren't afraid to talk about the issues that happen, you know, in our homes and in our daily lives. But somehow, you know, whether it's the culture of the military that thinks, you know, military personnel are broken and a detriment to everybody if they report feeling upset or sad or anything like that, that, or whether the old culture of you hide somebody who has, for example, a cognitive impairment, like we used to call mental retardation. We don't call it that anymore. But, if all of a sudden people could start sharing and this world became less fearful of mental health, it's not a possession. It's not demons going after your family. There's actually things that are going on psychologically, physically, biochemically, and we can interfere with that and keep that process from sometimes going all the way to fruition. I think there's a lot of advantages to not being afraid of mental health. And the reality of it is we all deal with it every single day, whether you're having to pick up somebody's workload at your work, whether on Thanksgiving, instead of having Thanksgiving lunch, it's now 3:30 or 4 o'clock because Uncle Bill can't get to the house by then because he's drank too much last night. You know, whatever it is, we're all having to deal with those repercussions. The more we can talk about it, the better we can deal with it, the better we can interfere with its normal progression and slow it down at the very least, and at the very best, stop it from happening altogether.
You know, Doc, I want to say one thing. I have a good friend in Bellingham, Washington, who is also a PhD psychologist, and we were chatting, I guess, a couple, 3 days ago about the situation in Bellingham. A lot of homeless people in Bellingham, and he was saying that what seems to be going on here, it's not a huge city, but for the size of the city, it's really frightening how many street people and how many homeless people there are. I mean, we have kids in the city adjoining where my wife and I live that are actually living in their parents' cars. I mean, it's a pretty sad situation. But what my friend is saying is he said, I was interviewed to do some intakes for a new facility that the city of Bellingham is proposing to build. And what it is, in a nutshell, is a city there, not a city, but a group of structures that is able to house, let's say, pick a number, 150 people on a temporary basis. And as I understand from what I've read in the local papers, that there's going to be absolutely no psychological help, no mental health issues being going to be addressed in that particular facility. And as Kathy has said numerous times, the main cause in America, based on her experience with mainstreaming, is the fact that people are not willing to realize that mental health in the United States, the state of mental health in the United States, is very, very conducive right now to mass homelessness. And as you brought up in terms of some of the stuff that your foundation is doing, that you simply have to recognize people, I guess I should say, simply have to recognize that most of the folks on the streets, whether they're living on the streets, whether they're spending their time on the streets, which I guess is synonymous with living, is these are people who have very serious psychological problems, whether it's addiction problems or what have you. They're not able to function as normal human beings, and so our society has created environments like we have in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and other areas. Comment a little bit on that, if you would, and how that fits in with the discussion of your foundation.
Well, it is very key to a lot of it. I mean, we have veterans that are living homeless on the streets because of mental health issues, you know, reliving their experiences in the battlefield every day, every night. And, you know, the reality of it is, in America, you have the right to refuse medical treatment. And some of these people just don't want to be on medications. Some of them actually enjoy the quote unquote freedom that they have living on the streets, because then they're not tied and bound by, you know, normal constraints, a 9-to-5 job, for example, or if they want to drink, they can go scrounge up some money and drink. They don't have to worry about what a spouse might say or whether they're going to irritate their kids, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of perceived choice on the individual level. At the same time, is that choice or is that the mental health issues that are going on? Then you add and compound the fact that mental health, you can't be mentally healthy if you're not physically healthy, and you can't be physically healthy if you're not mentally healthy, because they intertwine so much. So there's medical problems with these individuals as well as the mental health problems. And it's by building a shelter and not addressing both the medical and the mental health, you're just putting a band-aid on it and makes the city fathers feel, oh, well, I'm holier than thou. Look what I've done to help these people. And, you know, maybe that is true. I mean, I know police officers in my own town here in Austin, Texas, and surrounding towns who will see, you know, on nights when we're 10 degrees and people are potentially able to freeze to death here in Texas, that they go and arrest some of these homeless people and throw them in the drunk tanks in their public intox. And then, you know, they let them go in the morning once they sober up, kind of thing. And it's just to help those people make it through the night because the weather's so horrible. It's not because they're really there, but they make up an excuse because they're humans too. And they know that if all the dominoes lined up in the right way, they could be the person on that street corner. And, that's the reality of it. And we got to take care of mental and physical health, not just giving them shelter.
You know, John, one of the questions I would have for you as an expert in this particular area is, it strikes me that the liberal aspect of our political universe really is diminishing the fact that there is so many mental health issues among the homeless, and they're not willing to address them. I don't understand why that's the case. I mean, it's great to have people like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez go down to the border and visit on a cursory basis the centers for, say, processing some of the Mexicans, et cetera, not even going inside the fences of these particular centers, but to basically say this is all the fault of the United States. It's not. I mean, yes, it is, but it's not all the fault of the Republicans or what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, specifically you, CFS, and you out of the box, what do you guys think about this? Interesting segment, huh?
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days to rock Southern California. Officials say so far the injuries are minimal. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin details the calls they received since the earthquake struck around 8:20 p.m. local time.
We had two reported structure fires. Then there were several natural gas leaks at residence. Our water system is intact and operational. Nothing but minor injuries and such as cuts and bruises, as the grace of God.
The aftershocks are continuing, as does the potential for another large event.
After the July 4th earthquake, which registered at 6.4 on the Richter scales, residents are playing it safe. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got Josh Phillip on the line with me right now. Now, I have to tell you, the chaos theory that's going on right now in politics in the United States, which is the subject of my first discussion with Josh, is really interesting. Every single day we have something going on that is making the United States, specifically Donald Trump, because he's in charge of the United States, making him look bad. I mean, we started out with this. I can't go into each example, but let me just show you what I have found is the progression of what's going on. Even before Trump took office in January of 17, the Democrats were already talking about impeachment. Now, they couldn't get him in the free election, but they are trying to turn that around by making him the most popular, unpopular individual in the universe. We started out with impeachment law because of the Foreign Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Then the next thing was impeachment because of their allegations that he is a white supremacist. And then we went into the alleged collusion of Trump with Russia during the 2016 election. And then, of course, we went into the investigation of him obstructing justice. Now, today we have another interesting thing going on. I actually started yesterday. And it really isn't directed necessarily against Trump, although it's more very effectively directed against Trump ever getting reelected, and that is AOC's Alexa Ocasio-Cortez's comments that the border situation with the illegal immigrants is, she likens it to a concentration camp, saying perhaps the most dramatic thing that I've ever heard, that detainees in this area where we are perfectly within our right to detain them because of the rule of law. If they want to drink water, they're forced to drink it out of a toilet. Now, these allegations have all been refuted, denied, etc., by the people on the border. The woman who is in charge of the personnel who are basically holding these people just was Livid, saying this is totally, totally untrue. And John Kennedy from Louisiana said, you know, Ocasio-Cortez knows better than to say something like that. I don't know. It's amazing to me what's going on. Mr. Phillip, you got the mic. What do you think about all of this? Do you see it as being a long-range plan to truly demolish the Republicans and Donald Trump?
I think it's an attempt to, and I'll tell you why. President Donald Trump, when he was running for office, said one of the most dangerous things any person could ever say, which was he said he wanted to drain the swamp. And when he said that, the way, what that means is that every single corrupt individual in our government, every single agency that was weaponized illegally, right, under the Obama administration, which we saw, for example, how they went after the Tea Party, every single bit of corruption that exists, every office that has been corrupted, every individual who has been part of that system, Trump told them he's going to put them in prison, is what he did when he said that. And basically, if you tell people that you're going to throw them in prison, and the only way they can avoid that is by preventing you from getting in a position where you can do that, they are going to fight for their lives, and they're going to do everything they can to stop you. And that was the message Trump sent to them before he took office. That was one of the messages he campaigned on. And so I think what you're seeing is a desperate campaign, step by step by step, to try to, you know, one, impeach Trump, prevent him from getting into office. Let's go back through some of the stages of this, right? They staged the whole fake Trump-Russia collusion scandal, whether you believe the whole narrative around whether he obstructed justice. I'll say that's, you know, nonsense. You can't obstruct a case if there was no crime, and it turned out there was no evidence that ever used to launch that, just a false narrative. Not only was it launched using no evidence, but it's coming out now that there's the whole Spygate scandal, which they're still calling a conspiracy theory, despite, I'd say, undeniable and very large amounts of evidence, publicly verifiable evidence, that the Obama administration used very unethical means to spy on Trump, to frame this whole thing, using opposition research from the paid for by the DNC and the Clinton campaign, hiring a foreign national, British citizen, Christopher Steele, who's a former spy, who by his own admission collected the data from people in Russia. In other words, disinformation from Russia, by his admission, collected from individuals still active in the Kremlin, used to disrupt an election and used to launch a fake investigation into a presidential candidate, then into a sitting president, and even used in different ways to impact the midterm elections. Everything they're accusing Trump of, they've done. Every single thing every major scandal they've manufactured, it all gets proven false. But what they're doing is a classic, well, two things. One is disinformation. And what is disinformation? You alter the footnotes of an issue. You change the footnotes to alter the conclusion. And so they can create 1,000 lies and point to the 1,000 lies and draw a false narrative on it. And if you try to discredit that false narrative, they'll say, what about this? And they'll point to one of their half-truths and not give you a platform to explain how it's a lie. You see? And the effect of this, well, there's two things. One is I would call it a chaos operation. It is the daily, nonstop barrage of scandal after scandal. Every single tweet Trump sends is the, you know, most offensive thing they've ever seen. Every single issue he does is a doomed failure. And when it proves successful, they try to give it, you know, like Obama, you know, you remember when he said to Trump, you know, you want to have 3% GDP growth, you know, what magic wand do you have? Not an exact quote, but something along those lines. Trump exceeds 3% GDP growth. And then the media gives Obama the credit for it after Obama publicly declared that doing so would be impossible, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tried saying Trump was going to start a war with North Korea, and look, he's holding, you know, shaking hands with Kim Jong-un, and he becomes the first president to walk across the DMZ and you know, pass into Korea. You know, but despite you know, and where's ISIS? You could argue they're still somewhat around, but Trump using, you know, working with our military, working with guys on the ground who actually see what's taking place, just about wiped them out of the news. You could argue that they still have a small cell, but in terms of, you know, owning a state, that whole threat, which many people said was unsolvable, Trump solved it by working with U.S. partners. I mean, I could go on and on. The media does not give him credit for this. Instead, every single time he moves to do something, they make it into a scandal. And so people are constantly barraged with this illusion that the Trump presidency is weighed down by scandal after scandal after scandal and crisis after crisis after crisis, and made to look like nothing he does succeeds, because they don't give him credit for the things that they say won't succeed when it turns out they do succeed, which has been many, many times now. Right? And so people, you know, and then they don't tell people when the narratives get proven false. And so people, they're using this Pavlov dog tactic to brainwash people. People are developing emotional memory. And the way this works is, you know, basically, of course, Pavlov, you know, this Soviet scientist, did this experiment where he takes dogs and he rings a bell, and, you know, the dog he gives them food and the dog salivates. He eventually takes away the food, rings the bell, and the dog still salivates. Well, that's the exact method they're using on, you know, the Democrat base. They are agitating them emotionally every single day, so that the image, right, the food, right, is Trump. And the emotional reaction is outrage.
They truly are. Josh, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back in 30 seconds. We're going to continue this discussion with Joshua Philip, and we're going to give you a concrete example. Stick around. 30 seconds.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Joshua Phillip. We are also wrapping up KER Politics here. We've got about 9.5 minutes to talk about the subject that I find to be really interesting. Josh, you made a really good point when you talked about when you likened what's going on in American politics right now to the Pavlov theory that he proved with dogs. Well, here's what's going on right now. Let's just take one example. Let's forget at this moment in time, because there's definitely no conclusive proof in on the situation down in Mexico. So let's talk about what happened and that you wrote about in the article. Now, let me give you a preface. President Donald Trump is facing another wave of attacks from the big corporate media and the Democratic establishment. This time he's being accused of saying he would accept opposition research on a political opponent from a foreign country. You know, that is a true statement, but it leaves out a very, very important factor. And let me bring that up right now. Basically, he said, of course he would, but what he would do is he would then, if that information had anything to do with trying to rig elections, trying to whatever, you know, discredit political opponents, etc., he's on the record of saying he would turn that information immediately over to the FBI and they would take it from there. Let's talk about your story, Josh.
Right. So Trump did an interview. Basically, he was asked, you know, if a foreign national, you know, wanted to offer you information on a or wanted to tell you information on a candidate, would you listen? Trump said, yeah, I'd listen. You know, and if I thought there was anything wrong, I'd alert the FBI. The media took that and ran with it, twisted around, and suddenly, you know, then he, by the way, he used a fictional example saying, you know, if Norway, you know, wanted to warn me about someone, of course I'd listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. Media takes that, twists it around, suddenly says Trump says he would accept opposition research and would not necessarily, or from a foreign government, it would not necessarily alert the FBI. He said he would alert the FBI if he thought there was something wrong with it, and he never said he would accept opposition research from a foreign government. Both of those statements were false. They were both half-truths, right? And then Trump clarifies it. He goes a bit further and he says, look, you know, I meet with foreign leaders all the time. If they tell me about someone, of course I'm going to listen. That doesn't hurt to listen. And the real irony of this, is, as I mentioned just before the break, this is exactly what the Democrats did when it came to the Steele dossier. And remember what happened with that. That was actual opposition research. Right, they hired a company called Fusion GPS. It was the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee who paid for it. And Fusion GPS went and hired a foreign national, Christopher Steele, who then, by his admissions, if he's telling the truth, collected information from Russian individuals still active in the Kremlin. right? In other words, they bought opposition research. They paid for opposition research from a foreign national who collected it from Russian disinformation, right? From Russian individuals and disinformation, because all the major claims have been proven false. And the Mueller report, you know, showed that none of the claims in it were true. They used that to launch this entire Trump-Russia investigation. They used that to cross-corroborate information. They used that to, you know, cause chaos in the election. The things that they just accused Trump of doing, not only was it false, but they themselves actually committed the, say, scandalous element of those claims.
Yeah.
You see? And this is how they do it. It's all projection. They accuse you of doing what they do. Right.
You know, I got to tell you, Josh, I find this to be fascinating. I have never, I mean, I got a lot of years on you, my man, but I got to tell you, in the lot of years that I have on you, I thought I'd seen everything. Let me just alert our listeners here, read two short paragraphs from your article. Quote, Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd recently confirmed that the investigations into Spygate, or the scandal that helped manufacture the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, has expanded to include foreign intelligence agencies. We already know that the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and possibly the Obama administration manufactured the scandal with the help of former British spy Christopher Steele, who said he received information from Russian sources still active in the Kremlin. Another source in the scandal was Alexander Downer, a former Australian foreign minister, and it's possible others were involved. Boy, you don't see that as a headline in the New York Times or the Washington Post, do you, Josh?
No, you don't. And there were others involved as well, but we're kind of waiting for the full story to come out. It appears that they used the Five Eyes intelligence sharing, you know, system to even use foreign intelligence agencies to collect, you know, basically spy on the Trump campaign and do things that are illegal under the U.S. system. This is what it seems happened. That is still being confirmed exactly how that played out. With the current evidence, it really seems that that's what happened. But we're kind of waiting to see where this goes still. But what we're witnessing is one of the biggest political scandals in U.S. history play out, and the media is not covering it. Not only are they not covering it, if you type in Spygate on Wikipedia, at least last time I checked just recently, it says that it is a Donald Trump conspiracy theory, which is absolute nonsense. You can be, you know, Epic Times, we published a full we kind of did an unconventional investigative report. You're looking at it. The Spygate scandal is one that involves tons of individuals, you know, dozens of individuals, organizations, and so on. And many of the ways these individuals colluded in this scandal has many different threads. And to show people that, you know, you're going to tell them dozens of names, dozens of organizations, and so on, it gets really confusing. And so what we did was we came up with a new form of investigative reporting, which is we did a large infographic, a poster-sized infographic, which lays out the entire scandal, and that was accompanied by a very large investigative report, which explains how all these individuals were involved, how, you know, what exactly happened. All of the information we have there is public information. You can go and verify it yourself and check all of our facts yourself. This is absolutely not a conspiracy theory. It is verifiable information through the admissions of, you know, even a lot of the legacy news outlets, and also through you know, public reporting from, say, government documents and these kinds of things. It is absolutely verifiable.
You know, the only comment that I can make at this point, we got about 2.5 minutes left, or I should say about 1.5 minutes left here. The only comment that I can make here is the Epic Times, with a circulation of about 11 million, to me is the only paper, the only print, and also obviously electronic source of information that I have ever seen that actually has taken Trump's side, utilizing guys like yourself and some of the other people who go in depth research into all of this stuff. I mean, You know, how can any news outlet take this thing seriously about Trump would use information from foreign countries, if that would help him or another Republican win the election? Here's an exact quote showing the ridiculous nature of that from Donald Trump. I meet and talk to foreign governments every day. I just met with the Queen of England, the Prince of Wales, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister of Ireland, the President of France, and the President of Poland. We talked about everything. Should I immediately call the FBI about these calls and meetings? How ridiculous. I would never be trusted again. With that being said, my full answer is rarely played by the what he calls the fake news media. Josh, I have to tell you, this is an incredibly interesting story, and the left has done such an effective job in my opinion, controlling the media, the major media, New York Times, Washington Post, the folks who are very avid, they call themselves progressives, are using the ploy of, look at us, poor us, we're the only segment of our society that cares at all about the downtrodden. They care at all about people who are willing to break the law. That's going to kill our country eventually if it doesn't stop. Josh, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.